This installation of backgrounds, character art, and storyboards is from Adventures of an Asterisk, which you can see playing behind you. The 1957 film by John and Faith Hubley features an original score by Benny Carter with vibraphone solos by Lionel Hampton. The Hubleys' children, Emily and Ray, today both filmmakers themselves, grew up around these fantastical scenes.
They really got into the wax. You'd lay down some wax, put on some paint, put on more wax. So you get texture upon texture upon texture, which is sort of the opposite of the cell paint, smooth, flat aesthetic that was so much part of the cartoon world. So they just really wanted to, you know, get away from that and identify themselves more with what was happening in painting and sort of other art forms of the time and not so much in, you know, Hollywood cartoon aesthetic.
I've always loved this film. It's a beautiful film. I really think it captures some of their spirit about life and the role art can play in modern life. And it's in all their work that follows, I think. The role of the music in the film is crucial. There's something that's beyond words that the music is able to convey. They were very excited by the idea of what jazz musicians could bring to this process. The playfulness of jazz music, the improvisational quality in it. And it's not a coincidence. They recorded with a number of jazz musicians, Benny Carter, Dizzy Gillespie, several others I can't think of now. I think they sensed in these musicians that ability to be uninhibited and openly creative as the perfect accompaniment to the kind of animation they wanted to create.
Benny would talk about how both John and Faith, you know, he loved working with them because so often scoring for films, your music gets pushed way in the back or you just have a little moment to shine or, you know, and here it's about the music as much as it's about anything else and it's really participating in it. They were both huge jazz fans, and I know my mother always, you almost couldn't get through an interview with her without her saying animation and jazz were the first real American art forms